shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Dalid Omud Beis, and we're beginning a brand new Simen Yud Gimel, Dinei Tzitzis B'Shabbos, the halachas of wearing tzitzis on Shabbos. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Arba tzitzios ma'akvin zeh. All four corners of the garment have to have tzitzis on them, and each one is ma'akib. To say that three of them are good and one isn't doesn't mean that you're doing three mitzvos or three quarters of the mitzvah. You're doing zero of the mitzvah. It's ma'akib zeh, the Mishneh Berurah says, kulam hei mitzvah achas. All the four corners of the tzitzis that are put on properly comprise one mitzvah. V'nechselo afilu tzitzis achas, and if you're missing even one kosher tzitzis, then it's as if you're not doing the mitzvah at all, as if you didn't put any on them. And you have nullified, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah saseh in the Torah of putting tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. Therefore, the Mechaber continues, as a result of this din, if you don't have the four corners of the garment properly have tzitzis on them, you're not yotzi the mitzvah. And therefore, when you're going out on Shabbos in such a garment, whether it's your talis gadol or your talis katon, chayiv chatos. The person who goes out in such a fashion on Shabbos is over an issur of carrying on Shabbos. If he travels four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, or if he carried from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, he's considered as if he's over carrying. The Ramah says, go look in the Halachos of Shabbos in Siman Shin Aleph for these particular details. As we will see, the issur here is the carrying of the tzitzis themselves. The garment that you're wearing, you can wear for other purposes, but the fact that you have tzitzis on such a garment is only because of the mitzvah, and if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, the tzitzis, as we'll see, are not batel to the garment, and it's as if you're carrying the tzitzis around. And if you do this in a Rishus HaRabim, in a public domain, which is an issur to carry in and on Shabbos, so then you're chayav achatus, it's an issur d'oraisa that you're over on Shabbos. In the Shari Tshuva, the Birki Yosef is brought down, quoting the Rambam, who says that since the tzitzis technically don't have a minyan min haTorah according to the Rambam, and im nivsak chut echod posel only midirabanan, so therefore you might not be over in issa deraisa according to the Rambam, and he says yesh listapek biyotze betalizel rishus harabim im chayiv chatas. So maybe you're not chayiv chatas, but certainly it's aser at least midirabanan, and one should not do this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis says that this is when you're going into a Rishus HaRabim. But into a Carmelis, which is one of the other domains, we don't have the time to go into all of the domains of Shabbos, but a Carmelis basically is an area which is looking like a Rishus HaRabim, like a public domain, and is not halachically a public domain, but the rabbi said, we're not going to let you carry into this or carry within it for Amos, because it looks like carrying in a public domain, so it's an Issa Durabonin to carry in a Carmelis, and therefore it would only be an Issa Durabonin to wear such a pair of tzitzis inside a Carmelis. And the Mishneh Berurah adds, this would be true for any reason that the tzitzis is not considered kosher on this garment. For example, Kagon Shaya Beget Sosum Rubo, if the garment really wasn't the garment that required tzitzis because it was closed off, it wasn't really a four-cornered garment. Oshio tzitzis asuyin shalobim koman, the tzitzis weren't in the proper place. For example, we learned in previous simonim, lemala migimel etzbos, it was too far away from the corner, the hole was more than three etzbos from the corner, or lemati mikeshra gudul, or was too close to the corner, v'cholki agav, there any other such similar reason? Oshio arba kanfos koton mishir hakosov, it was too small, as we'll learn later on. Bechol elu also Lord says ben afilu lekarmelis midrabanan. You're not allowed to wear such a pair of tzitzis that isn't kosher, even into a area that is only aser midrabanan. Ubeget shepasua chetzio betzimtzon, in the garment that may or may not, we had this suffix earlier, may or may not be required in tzitzis because it's half open, so it may qualify as a garment that requires tzitzis. So he says this is something that we discussed previously. One certainly shouldn't wear this garment lechatchila, although the Mishneh Berurah did bring down opinions that were mekel b'di'evit. The Chazon Ish in Dirshu Note 1 does bring down a kuli here that says when you're talking about a talis katan that is too small, since you're not going to take off those tzitzis from that talis katan, and it's therefore batel to the beged, eino nechshav kinose masui umutulotzes ben, you could wear such a smaller garment, be overcarrying. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah explains what the isser is. The Mechaber said chay v'chatos. Why? To have a masui machmas hatzitzis hanosorim. As I pointed out, the tzitzis themselves, the fringes, have no purpose over here. The einon betelim legabi abeget, since they're not being used because they're not halachically kosher, they are not being used as part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and they're therefore not batel to the beggar because they're separate strands. Dechuti tzitzis chashivehem velo betile, because they are important in and of themselves, even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah with them, and therefore they're not batel, and therefore you're carrying them. Vafilum osama tzitzis gam kem pesulimhem, even if those tzitzis themselves are pasul, they're intrinsically not good. Mikol makom kol shenimtzo behem eizu chutin ksherin, as long as there are some chutin there that are kosher, daito aleihem, your mind is on them, v'chashive v'lo betile, and these tzitzis aren't batel, and therefore that is what you're overcarrying. In Dirshu note number 3, he brings midivrei harishonim bedin ze diek b'shelus tshuvas meishiv dover. He brings down an interesting idea from the meishiv dover, who says shebemakum she'ein daito lahashlim eschutei atzitzis behechsher. If you are never going to use the tzitzis that you have on this garment and make them into kosher pair of tzitzis, harihem b'talim lebege, then they would in fact be bought to the garment, and the eino nechshav mekemasoi, and you wouldn't be overcarrying. Later in the footnote, he also brings down the Bir Halacha, who brings the Das of Kamam in Arishonim, that there's another reason. Shemash ein achutim betelim, the reason that the chutim aren't bottle to the garment, is not because of the reason that we just brought. Elamachmas chashivusam, they have an intrinsic value themselves. Harishal mitzvahim, and therefore they're not going to be bottle. And he brings down potential nafkaminis between these two explanations. Finally, he brings a third explanation in the name of the Igris Moshe, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shnema B'Gemara, Hani Chashivi, these are considered important. That means, HaKavona B'Kachi, Shekevon Shemuchrach Lahotzi Esachutim Apsulim, Kidei Litlos B'Mkom Mesakshayrim, since he's going to eventually remove these posel ones and put in kosher ones in their place, they're placeholders. Hareim Chashuvi Mitzar HaMokum Shebohem Unachim. And therefore, that's why they're not considered batel to the garment. The Mishnah Brewer then brings down a kula. He says, "Im lo shenisaku kol chutei ha'arba tzitzis, v'lo nisha behem kidei aniva." Does betelim hem lebeged, in this situation where all of them are pasul, it actually is batel to the beged. And this situation, alkenim no de lo dover zeh b'shabbos, and if such a person finds this out on Shabbos, that all of a sudden all of his tzitzis are pasul, kishu holech even birishus harabim, ain't tzorich lifsho talis, so he doesn't have to take off his talis, because in this situation he's not actually carrying, because here all of the tzitzis are pasul, and therefore they all are batel to the beged. Dirshu note 5 brings down the Elya Rabba, who says, Shekol zehu dafka birshus harabim mishum kovet abrios. The only reason you're allowed to do this here is because of a kovet abrios, and because you're not intentionally being over any isurim over here. Shimlokin also levosh talazumi shum bitul mitzvah tzitzis, because otherwise there'd be an additional problem over here that you're not allowed to walk around with a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis. But since that's unintentional over here, you are not over that mitzvah saseh. Tzif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im hi mitzuyeses kilchasa mutu lotzeis bolushu sarabim, bein talus katun, bein talus gadol. If a person is wearing kasher at tzitzis, whether it's a talus katun or a talus gadol, then you are allowed to wear this in the rishu sarabim and, quote, carry it, because you're wearing it, you're not carrying it. Afil b'zman hazesh ein lo tcheles. Even nowadays, when we don't fulfill the mitzvah in its most ideal way, because we don't have tcheles, according again to those poskim that say we don't have tcheles today, which was true in the time of the Mishnah Brura, arguable today, and there are more comments, Rak shelo yemunach lo ak seifov. As long as you're wearing the talus in the way a talus is worn, and you're not wearing it just across your shoulders like a scarf, because then, unless you need it as a scarf, you would be considered carrying it. And then he adds, Umokminin la talus achas kose shu mitsuyus kilchoso. And we can also presume that the talus is kosher, even though you didn't just check it, because you can rely upon the last time that you checked it that it was kosher, that it remains kosher, the ein tzorich levatko. And you don't have to go and check it, kodem sheyetzibo, right before you go outside. So if a person's walking home from shul in a rishus harabim, he checked it in the morning, he doesn't have to go check it right before he leaves the shul to make sure that the tzitzis are kosher, so he'd be allowed to wear this talus home in the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Brewer in Sif Katan Dalit says that Mutulot says you're allowed to go out with this on Shabbos. He points out an interesting point. Afilu Belaila, you can even go out at night wearing such a talus katan through a rishus harabim. The lav zman tzitzisu, even though nighttime is normally not considered the time for tzitzis, so you could argue, why are you wearing such a garment? It's carrying. Mora says, no, mishum denoyu labege, because the tzitzis themselves are still considered a beautification of this beged, and therefore you're allowed to wear them even at night. And even if the tzitzis are made out of a garment type of a species that isn't chayiv midaraisa. Afilu aposkim leil b'simin tes. We learned this earlier. Macholkis the mechaber and the Ramah. The chiyuvin rak midrabanan. According to some poskim, there are garments that are made of materials that are only chayiv on a derabanan level to put tzitzis on them. Nevertheless, mikomakum noy begedhu. This is also called the beautification of the garment. Kivin dal kolponim mechuyiv ben mitoras vaday. Since at least on a derabanan level you chayiv, so this is called beautification of the beged. Then odomel a beged shechetsiyah pasuah for chetsiyah. Not like the garment that was unclear whether you were chayav in it, because it was opened only to a certain extent, that it wasn't sure if this qualified for a garment that you have to insert yourself into that has four corners. There, it was a suffix whether you were a chayav or not, and therefore it's not the same. In Sif Katan Hay, the Mishnah Berurah addresses the concept of tcheles. The Harkaimel, and he says, nowadays that we don't have tcheles, ha-tcheles v'halovan ein ma'akvin zeh, we can still fulfill the mitzvah even without tcheles, according to the Mishnah Berurah, t'chsiv u'risim, so we have to see them, akol chodo v'chodo mashma, each one separately alone. Now, this is the Psak Halacha. However, in the Halacha Berurah, he does bring down an interesting opinion, in the name of the Baal Hamor, who says that the chol taliso shalonim bizman hazeh eina mitzu yotzim kil chosom, the ein lanu tcheles. The Baal Hamor disagrees with this concept. Many Rishonim disagree with the Baal Hamor. And the Baal Hamor actually holds also lotzeis with our tzitzis b'shabbos, because he holds halacha is like the man diomer that says tcheles is ma'akev es alovon. But the Ramban over there in the Mochamos argues, and the Chayin Hiskimu Rabbeinu Rishonim, the majority of the Rishonim disagree with the Baal Hamor, and we pass in here like the Shulchan Aruch that the tcheles is not ma'akev. The Ramah said, make sure that you don't wear it around your shoulders, because that would be carrying. Then it's not considered a beautification or some sort of decoration, but then it's considered carrying. Because this is not the way you normally would wear it on a weekday. However, miu in miskasa rov gufo sagi. You don't have to have it totally over the entire body, as long as you're covering most of the body, even if it's somewhat curled up or somewhat wrapped around you in a way that's not exactly like the talus is worn, that would still be good. And in Siman Shin Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, this is discussed in greater detail. In Dirshu Note 9, he brings down the interest case if a woman were to be wearing such a talis. So he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, Shekivin She'ein Hi Regila Lelechas B'talis Kazu, since women do not wear talisim, Nechsheves L'Hatalis Kimasui V'Chayeves Chatos. Not only is it inappropriate for a woman to wear a talis, but if she wears it on Shabbos and wears it in Tudushas Arabim, she's over in Itza Daraisa. There are some that disagree with that, but the bottom line is certainly women do not wear talisim, and they shouldn't wear them on Shabbos in a Rishus Harabim to get around any sort of a machlokas. The Ramah pointed out that you should check your tzitzis ideally before you go out with them, but you don't have to. Ein tzarich lebatko. The Mishnah Berurah explains, kivin shebatko baboker, since you checked them in the morning time, beishayim avarech al avisha vinim tzu shleimim, since before you put them on, you must check them, and therefore they were good then, to ein rogil li posik bizman muot kazeh afilu hesiru ben time. We don't have to be concerned that they somehow became non-kosher in that period of time, even if you took them off. The Igros Moshe in Dirshu footnote 10 points out, why would you think that? So he says, Ulai kavanoso. Maybe the reasoning is, kishehesir atalis, the little bit of time that you took off the talis, hayamokum lochosh yoser, there's more of a concern, shemanogu hatinokos, bitzitzios, vichot kuachut. Maybe some kid played with them and ended up cutting them, so even though they're only off for a short period of time, you might have thought that that's enough to have a concern, so he says, no, that's not a reason for a concern. Why can't we rely upon the chazaka that they were good beforehand in all situations? Why do we say that ideally you should do a bedika before you go out? So in Dushu note 11, he brings down two reasons why we're not somech on the chazaka. Number one, the Igros Moshe writes, Ulai hu mishum das ha'achronim she'evi ha'mishna bura, she'ein somchen ala chazaka b'makom she'cholum avaro. We don't rely upon a chazaka when you can check it out. So maybe that's one reason. And number two, this isn't a great chazaka that your tzitzis don't rip, because as we know, tzitzis rip all the time, therefore, tzarech libodko. Ideally, you should check them before you go outside. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Umukach mizeh." You see from here that even on Shabbos, gam kin tzarech livdoka tzitzis, we do check the tzitzis even on Shabbos, and so says the Bach in Simen Ches, va'olam ein nizar mizeh, but people aren't careful about this. Why not? So he brings down in the Bir Halacha, Mishum Diloma Yowil Habdika. How will it help you to do the bdika? Number one, dafilu lo yimtzoyim karoy yamutu lubosh b'shabbos b'beis haknesses. You're allowed to wear them in the beis haknesses anyway, even if they're not properly mitzuyetzes, in accord with the psak of the Ramah. And even if you want to say like the Taz, that the reason is because of, you're not allowed to say the shame of Hashem, lo siso b'brochel v'atola, nevertheless, check them, and if they aren't good, don't make the bracha. So either way, it doesn't really, the problem. However, he concludes, Anochon should be Yom Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yivdok Atalas Beis Hanochoso. The best idea is Erev Shabbos, before you put them on, go and check them out. And this way, when you put it into your talis big, you know it's good. Vazlo Yitzdorach Livdok B'Shabbos. And then you don't have to check them on Shabbos. Alternatively, he brings down in Dirshu note 13 that when you put it away the previous Matzah Shabbos, when you fold it up, check then. And then when you put it in your talis bag, if you have a special talis that you just use on Shabbos, so then there'll be no problem. You checked it before you put it into the talis, and you can know that it's still good the following Shabbos. Interestingly, the Halacha Brewer brings down various machmirim. We don't paskin like them, but they're interesting to note that in the Sefer of the Tashbates, who was a Talmud of the Maharam, he brings down that the Maharam was machmir never to wear a talis katan on Shabbos, because maybe mifsach chad michutei atzitzis v'havalei talis sheinu mitzuyeses kalachos. He was concerned about this and never wore a talis katan. Similarly, the Maharam Rutenberg wrote, "Shehatam lahachmir shelo lotzeis v'talis katan l'shus harabim b'Shabbos, d'shema eina nasuyim kedin." Maybe they weren't made properly. L'maisa, however, we do not paskin like this, and we do wear a talis katan if it's mitzuyeses properly in a rishus harabim. That concludes today's shir.